We'll return to the Keystone Corner here in San Francisco and the Art Blakey All-Stars with live coverage of Jazz Alive's all-live New Year's Eve celebration right after a 10-second pause for station identification. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
And we'd like to wish you and yours a Happy New Year from KQED-FM in San Francisco. We are listener-supported radio at 88.5 on your dial, and let's return now to
Keystone Corner in San Francisco.
Jazz Alive.
Leonard Feather, and our live broadcast continues a little more than a half hour into the new year, Pacific Standard Time, and the new decade. Legendary Jazz Messengers. You know, Art Blakey's All-Stars tonight cover a more than 20-year history of the Jazz Messengers. Jackie McLean, for example, was in a very early edition of the group back in the 1950s. Cedar Walton joined the Messengers in the fall of 1961, replacing Bobby Timmons. Curtis Fuller joined at the same time on trombone, thus making the group a sextet for the first time in its history. And with Wayne Shorter and Jimmy Merritt held over from the previous band, those powerful musicians went on for the next 2.5 years to create an awesome body of classic jazz compositions, a lot of which we're hearing tonight. The tenor saxophonist composer Billy Harper was a major figure in the Jazz Messengers periodically during the late 60s and early 70s. So was the trumpeter and flugelhornist Eddie Henderson. Dennis Irwin, our bassist, is a member of the current Blakey Band. And although Airto has never been a member of the Jazz Messengers regularly, he does share with Art Blakey the language of the drum. The Art Blakey story began in Pittsburgh, where he was born in 1919, I believe it was. And he first played with Fletcher Henderson, the legendary swinger orchestra, that distinguished composer, conductor, and pianist. He was also one of the early Mary Lou Williams groups, as I recall. But the first time a lot of us got to hear him really prominently was in the amazing Billy Eckstine all-star bebop band of the middle 1940s. Art was a part of that band, I think, from its inception all the way through the 4 years that it held together. He also had a large band of his own in the late 40s, which he called the Messengers. And for quite a while, he was more or less the house drummer for Blue Note Records. He recorded innumerable sessions for that famous label. Also, I remember Art in the early 1950s, I believe it was, as a member of the quartet led by the fine clarinetist Buddy DeFranco. And then Art formed a group of his own, a combo, in 1953 with Clifford Brown, Lou Donaldson, and Horace Silver. And they played and recorded at Birdland, which at that time was known as the jazz corner of the world. Then in 1954, just about a year later, with Horace Silver, he co-founded the Jazz Messengers, which included Hank Mobley, the late Kenny Dorham, and the late Doug Watkins. From then on, Art Blakey became not only a master drummer and band leader, but also an educator, which he still is, and a talent scout, and a great propagandist for jazz. Johnny Griffin, Jackie McLean, Bill Hardman, Lee Morgan, Benny Golson, Walter Davis, Bobby Timmons, Wayne Shorter, Keith Jarrett, Chuck Mangione, Reggie Workman, John Hicks, Woody Shaw, Gary Bartz, George Cables, the list just goes on and on. Dozens of major jazz figures all spent their formative years learning with and being recognized in the Jazz Messengers. Gerald Wilson, the brilliant composer, arranger, and pianist, and bandleader, I should say, in his own right, and our co-host tonight, should have called him a trumpet player, because he's a fine trumpet player, too, is backstage here at the Keystone Corner with Curtis Fuller and Cedar Walton. Gerald?